This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got a show lined up for you today that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. That first tune was one called Ireland from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. I was playing banjo, Colin Trenwith on fiddle, and the boys in the band were doing a great job supporting us there. And I played that track as a starter because we've got some music from Ireland a little bit later on in the show, and we'll get to that shortly. Here's Larry Sparks and his band from the album Almost Home. And it's a song that's very familiar to a lot of bluegrassers. He's got some help from Don Rigsby doing the tenor vocal, and Larry D. Sparks on bass, that could be his son, Ron Stewart on fiddle, Carl Berggren on mandolin, and Tyler Mullins on banjo. Tyler just really drives this whole tune along. It's one called Somebody Touched Me. Sounds like this.
Glory, glory, glory,
somebody touch me.
Glory, glory, glory,
somebody touch me.
Glory, glory, glory,
somebody touch me. Must have been the hand of the Lord.
While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Somebody touched me while I was preaching. Somebody touched me while I was preaching. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Singing, somebody touched me while I was singing. Somebody touched me while I was singing. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Must have been the hand of the Lord.
Oh, that's a great version of that song. I think I first heard it when the Dillards played it. Could have been on the live album that they did way back when. And a very influential album on it. So we always thought that song was a big part of bluegrass music. And I really like Larry Sparks' version there. I hope you do too. We're going to hear from the Poor Ramblin' Boys now. Jeremy Brown on vocals and banjo. C.J. Lewandowski on vocals and mandolin. Jasper Lorentzen on bass. Josh Wrinkle on vocals and guitar. And Laura Orshaw on the fiddle. And they're doing a song written by Barry and Holly Taylor. And they write some really great songs. And they've written this one called Don't Kneel at My Graveside. If you listen up to the words of the song, you might find out why not to kneel at his graveside or her graveside.
Summer rain, and in
it's a nice rendition of the song. I'm not totally sure that I've captured the words in there, so I'm going to have to study up on the words to find out why you're not supposed to kneel at his graveside. But my hearing is a little bit dodgy these days, so I might be missing something quite important when I'm listening to the music. Time for a banjo tune, and no one better to play it than John Hickman. This is from the album Don't Mean Maybe. Way back in 1978 that he recorded this, John was playing banjo, Byron Berline was playing fiddle and did some mandolin as well, Dan Crary on guitar, wonderful guitar player, and George Hickman on bass. And John is playing a Don Reno tune called The Banjo Signal. And the important part about this tune is that the lead line is played on the fifth string. You're fingering the fifth string to get the notes on it, and it's a great way of playing it, but I'm sure John will explain all that to you when he gets stuck into his old Gibson banjo here. John Hickman, Don't Mean Maybe, and the tune is Banjo Signal. Is a great version of Banjo Signal. Such clear playing. Just loved it and loved the work that the other musicians did as well. That was John Hickman, and we need to hear more of his style of banjo playing. I just love it, the clarity of his lead lines, and that is just great. Well, one of the very early albums I got when I started listening to bluegrass music was one called Mountain Music Bluegrass Style. And this is one of the first bluegrass albums to be issued. And it was put out by Mike Seeger, originally on Folkways, and came out in 1959, I think I said that, didn't I? And contained lots of great music from a variety of artists like Don Stover, Earl Taylor, Chubby Anthony, Tex Logan, and just a great collection of the bluegrass that was happening around the Washington, D.C. area mostly, I guess. And there's a song on here that I'm going to play for you by Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys. And I think the Pike County Boys included Bill Emerson at some stage anyway, if not on this recording, and Del McCoury. Not sure who's there, but Bob Baker is the leader of the band at this point in time. And this is a Woody Guthrie song called The Philadelphia Lawyer, or The Great Philadelphia Lawyer, and it's a really interesting song. So let's listen to Bob Baker sing The Great Philadelphia Lawyer.
Philadelphia lawyer in North Philadelphia tonight.
Oh, I remember listening to that song on my old record player, and it was grinding away there. I'm playing it off a CD now. The record is probably long had it. My record player was pretty rough on some of those old vinyl recordings. And that was from Mountain Music Bluegrass Style. Thank you, Mike Seeger, for all the work you did in promoting bluegrass music both there and in New Zealand. I really appreciate it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, playing music from my shelves. I've got lots of albums, CDs and LPs, and I like digging into those to come up with a show that I think you're going to enjoy. And it's a real privilege being able to do this show. It comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's in Hamilton, New Zealand. So if you're wondering about the strange accent attached to a bluegrass music show, it's because this is how I've always spoken, because I come from New Zealand, and I've lived in Hamilton most of my life, apart from when I lived in Australia for a couple of years, and I've followed bluegrass music avidly, first with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and the early days, and then with the gospel group, family gospel group, and then back with the bluegrass band, and with my sons playing music now, and I have a lot of fun playing bluegrass music, as you can imagine. I've got deep shelves, and we're going to be hearing more music from the shelves just a little bit later in the program. This show comes to you courtesy of Shearer's Music Works. That's a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. And anything you need, just go and see the folks at Shearer's. Very helpful people. They're all musicians and understand musicians' wants and needs and the difference between the two, and will help you get everything from a set of strings to a new book of songs to play on your brand new Martin guitar, which you've just purchased from them. That'd make David Shearer very, very happy if you did that. Apart from that, there's a whole lot of intermediate level guitars, Martin guitars at the top, and the lower level guitars these days are much, much better than they ever used to be. And I think you'll find what you need at Shearer's Music Works. And I love the fact that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. Now, very recently, one of our regular listeners from up in Marin County, that's John. And hi, John, from Hamilton, New Zealand. And John asked, why did I know of the Kruger Brothers, and have I got any music of theirs to play? And that was a very, very good question. And I do have a double album of the Kruger Brothers, which I got very recently from a friend who was disposing of some of his CDs. Most of his CDs, I think he's keeping up with the times and going digital, whereas I still like the old CDs. And I've got the Kruger Brothers Carolina scrapbook, and I hadn't really got into it at that point, and John prompted me, and I started listening to the Kruger Brothers, and they have so much wonderful music there. So thank you very much, John, for poking me with a sharp stick and say playing some Kruger Brothers. I'm going to play a couple of tracks for you in this show, and I'm starting with a instrumental that's just got the three brothers on it: Uwe on guitar, Jens on banjo, and Joel on bass. And it's a tune called Wind in the Wheat, and it's a bit of a different sounding tune, and I think it's absolutely beautiful. So thank you, John, for reminding me about the Kruger Brothers. Here they are playing Wind in the Wheat. Wind in the Wheat from the Kruger Brothers. And I chose that track because it was so different from everything else that I've played on the show so far, and different from my usual choice. I've got a song from them a little bit later on in the show that we'll get to, but I just wanted you to hear the Kruger Brothers. Thanks very much, John. We'll hear from a band called Double Overtime. The CD has a picture of a saw blade on it, and the album is called First Cut. So I use a saw blade quite often, a circular saw blade it was, going round. And in fact, the whole CD looks like a circular saw blade. So maybe they come from the timber towns or something like that, but that appeals to me as a do-it-yourself woodworker. And here they are doing I'm So Afraid of Losing You Again. Dean Simpson on mandolin, tenor vocals, Ricky Holyfield on banjo and bass vocals, Randy Bledsoe on bass fiddle and the lead vocals, Tom Costner on resonating guitar, and Adam Simpson on guitar and baritone vocals. Double Overtime, I'm So Afraid of Losing You Again.
Sometimes I like to throw my arms around you, and I tremble at the thought of giving in. Because I know how much it costs to love you, and I'm so afraid of losing you again. Being close to you revives the sorrow that wakes me up and tells me I can't win. I'd love to wake up in your arms tomorrow, but I'm so afraid of losing you again. Can't win.
The band Double Overtime from the album First Cut. Great song. Well, it was almost exactly a year ago since I was in Dublin, Ireland with my sister, and we went on a trip over to the UK, to Cornwall, and then to Ireland. And on the 1st of June last year, I was hosted by the band Whistle at a great evening of music. Des Walsh had written to me and he said he enjoyed listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And then I eventually wrote back, has eventually been the operative word, and said, well, I'm actually coming to Ireland on the 1st of June. What can we do? And he beautifully arranged a concert with his band there in a great pub, and we went up, my sister Alison and I went up and met the whole band and Des's family, and we had a great night listening to the music, and I did some picking with them and drank some Guinness and had a good time. The band is a lot of fun. They play bluegrass-based music, but it's got flavours of everything in it, and I just love the way they put it all together. The whole album they've put out, it's called Seven Long Years, and it's all original music written by the members of the band, and the band, I'll read out the names for you, Jerome Corby on vocals and plays mandolin, harmonica and guitar. Des Walsh plays acoustic and electric guitars and does some vocals. Carl Lombard plays banjo and does vocals. Brian McGuinness does vocals too, plays percussion and slide guitar and keyboard when they need it. Edith Conahan plays the violin and some keyboards when they need it. And Andy Slowey does vocals and bass guitar. It's a real mixture of music, I tell you. And they have a lot of fun when they play. And it's we had a wonderful night with them a year ago. It's hard to think that it was a year ago. Just amazing. Anyway, I'm going to play you two tracks off the album. The first one is one called Seven Long Years, the title track, really. And that was written by the banjo player, Carl Lombard, and he's doing the lead vocal. And the second track is Trailer Park Dreams, and that was written by Des Walsh, and he gets to do the lead vocal. And all the band participate. Let's enjoy the band Whistle.
It's been 7 long years since you told me you'd be back in half an hour. It's been 7 long years since you told me you'd be back in half an hour. 7 long years, 7 long years, 7 long years and half an hour. When I told you I adored you, you said I'll be back in 30, hold that thought. When I told you I adored you, you said I'll be back in 30, hold that thought. Cryptic message so that I can talk me down and comfort me. Can you send a cryptic message so that I can talk me down and comfort me? Comfort me. Since you told me you'd be back in half an hour.
Kokakee. Hitch up the overlander, let's take the lady out. Where the cold winds from the Rocky meet the warm winds from the south. Right up to Oklahoma, just Candy and me. Trailer Park Living, the Trailer Park Me.
The band Whistle, and that brings back memories of the night I had listening to their music and enjoying their company. I probably picked two of the rockiest tracks on the album, and so if that's a surprise to you, get used to it, really. I must say I enjoy playing with a kick drum and a percussion in the band with my sons, Sam and Tim. As a trend with us, we enjoy going, enjoy playing music to all sorts of mostly young audiences, and the kick drum and the percussion really seems to be an integral part of the band. And my oldest grandson Tyler plays those instruments for us now, and it really propels the band along beautifully. And I just love having a rock steady rhythm to pick my banjo on. So that was Whistle, and I'll listen up to the album. I've only just got it in the last week, and so I'll listen up to the album and select a few more tracks now and then to play for you on Back Porch Bluegrass. A big shout out to all the people that are listening all around the world. I know that people tune in on podcasts from Marin County to Dublin, Ireland, and to places in Canada and in the USA and in New Zealand and Australia. I'm delighted that you tune into Back Porch Bluegrass and find something to like somewhere in the program. The access radio stations throughout New Zealand, many of them have Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night. Comes from the Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, when the first airing of the show is 10 o'clock on Tuesday nights, and then another time later on during the week, as it is with many of the access radio stations. The access radio stations through Canada too, they take Back Porch Bluegrass and it's played at different times of the day and night. tonight. Thank you very much, Canadians. Hope you enjoy listening on the radio to a New Zealand voice playing some bluegrass music for you. And Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, Southern Branch Bluegrass Gospel Show in the USA, all sorts of places you can hear it on the radio or the podcast. Really appreciate you staying in with me. We're going to hear from Larry Sparks again. This is a Marty Robbins tune. Larry Sparks says he loves Marty Robbins songs, and here he is doing the Gunfighter's Revenge.
Way out in the great state of Texas, just north of old Mexico, I want to live the life of an outlaw. Back in the days long ago, I courted Linda Maria. She was my wife-to-be. Her home was south of the border, though Linda loved only me. Our love was never to be. My gun had a fast reputation, faster than lightning, they said. If anyone questioned my courage, my answer was given in lead. Linda tried so hard to change me, and because I loved her, I tried. But then came the day of the message. Linda Maria had died, killed by the man I despised. With hate running clear through my body, I strapped on my old 44, saddled my trusty companion, and rode out to even the score. South of the border, I found him, boasting that I soon would die. Our six guns blazed out in anger, there in the blink of an eye. He was the one that would die. As I rode the trail back to Texas, I thought of what I'd become. I thought of the times Linda pleaded and begged me to hang up my gun. I had my fast reputation, nothing in life to live for. So I rode on straight out of Texas, and there in my sorrow I swore I'd hang up my guns evermore.
Gunfighter ballad from Marty Robbins, but that was sung by Larry Sparks. Did a great job of it, didn't he? Let's hear some New Zealand bluegrass now from the Pippi Pickers. This is from their album With a Spade, and the Pippi Pickers are Janine Nababinel on double bass and vocals, Gary Bigwood on mandolin and vocals, Barry Torkington on guitar, and Nathan Torkington on banjo. And they do a fine job of playing and supporting bluegrass music from up north around the Warkworth area, just north of Auckland there. But they very much an international band. They play a lot in Australia and in the USA as well. If you get a chance, catch the Pippi Pickers, because they do a fine job. And here they are doing a tune called Come Sail Away.
Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away.
Well, that's New Zealand's own Pippi Pickers doing a fine job of Come Sail Away. As I promised, let's hear from the Kruger Brothers again. This is a song called Wild Rose of the Mountain, and that was written by Cy Khan, and he is doing the lead vocal and guitar, and Uwe is playing guitar as well. Jen's on banjo and Joel on bass from the album Carolina Scrapbook, the Kruger Brothers and Cy Khan.
If I had my life to live, I'd surely live it over. Only walk in brand new shoes and just lay down in clover. Only work on Christmas Day, all the rest go sporting. Spend my days down at the creek and every night go courting. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and my wild rose of the mountain. Of home sweet home, it makes my eyes grow misty. Papa singing gospel tunes and Mama sipping whiskey. Whiskey from a white oak barrel, sure to make good liquor. Makes the night seem twice as bright and days go by much quicker. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and my waters of the mountain. If I had a new made quilt, I'd fill it all with feathers. Take my Rosie by the hand and lay down there together. Oh, the days that I was young, thoughts that keep returning. Drive the winter chill away just like a log fire burning. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and my wild rose of the mountain. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and my wild rose of the mountain.
Well, we're just about out of time. I've really enjoyed listening to the Kruger Brothers, and hope you've enjoyed the whole show. Tune in again next week, same way, and we'll have some more music for you. Thanks very much. Bye.
From the sugar cane and my waters of the mountain. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and my waters of the mountain.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.